have some conversation, talk about some news and all the other fun shenanigans that go along the way. Welcome to Faith and Fandom Feedback Friday, April 26th, as we are on, oh, we're close to I just feel like we're getting halfway through the year already, and that's just bonkers because I feel like it's like February 83rd, not about to turn May. So it is what it is. I understand how time works, but man, it's moving quicker than I would prefer. Oh, but either way, good morning. So glad you can join with us. Now I've got my coffee, we can officially get kicking. Gonna be going over some new stuff, talking about life, and there's any questions or anything, if you're watching on Facebook Live, feel free to jump in and let me know what you're thinking. Feel free to interrupt whatever you need to do as much as you can, as long as I'm paying attention. But if you are listening to this on our podcast channel, you can watch a video version of it over on YouTube and Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook, you can listen over on our podcast channel if you would prefer this just in your ear holes. So it is April 26th, and starting out, first off, this has been a chunky week in nerd related days. It is a chunky week in that capacity. First off, April 23rd, if you are a Whovian, is the Impossible Astronaut Day. That is the day where Amy Pond, Rory Williams, River Song, the Doctor, and man, I forgot his character's name. But it's where they fight the silence in the 60s with the space shuttle launch. And you know, it's the Impossible Astronaut Day. If you're a Whovian, you know what that means, but that is April 23rd. Then on April 25th, we had the Flash Day, which was the day from the very beginning of the Flash series. April 25th, 2024, was the day that the Flash went missing. And we literally had that day. So in my lifetime, not only have I lived to where Marty McFly traveled in the future, I've also lived to the point where the Flash should be disappearing. So I'm old, and you know what I said I would do? I said I was going to tag Tristan Birch in this. So let me see if I can do this real quick. Tristan. There we go. Booyah. Can this work? Hoorah. All right. I told Tristan Birch I would tag him in this, so just trying to do it. But yeah, we've the yesterday, April 25th, was the day that the Flash disappeared in the Flash series. Now, the Flash series being the CW spinoff show off of Arrow. And a lot more people, I think, enjoyed The Flash, but like Arrow and everything else, those shows had really good starts and not necessarily great finishes, endings. And I applaud them because they did more for superhero TV than almost any shows had in their prior runs, but they didn't stick the landings per se. It was great to see some of the crossovers. But I personally never like I watched, I'll say the first half of Arrow. I watched the first third of The Flash, and I never really got into Supergirl and or Batgirl. And then when I saw what they did to Hush and sorry, in Batwoman, I was like, I can't do this. I'm not going there. But so yesterday was Flash Day, and today is Pretzel Day. So hug Stanley Hudson, celebrate that, and try and get a delicious pretzel. Let's jump in on some news. First off, the Office reboot slash sequel series. It is not necessarily a reboot. It is more of a sequel series. It's a show that is going to take place in the same world as The Office, is moving forward. Greg Daniels, and Michael Koeman, who are people who brought us the original Office in a lot of ways, are moving forward with the sequel series. Now, if you are an Office fan and you know this, that in season 9, they made a pilot for an Office sequel series called The Farm, Remember the episodes where Dwight was living on the farm and dealing with trading the tractor and all that jazz? That was the pilot for what could be an Office sequel series called The Farm. And NBC did not buy the farm, which otherwise we would still be having a Dwight Rain-led show. And here's the reality. Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson carried season 9 of The Office, and he did a good job with it. I know people want to be sad that Steve Carell was gone, but season 9 was a valid series, and it had some of the best moments if you actually go back and watch it. I digress. But they have cast two of the main characters, the main actors that will be in the Office reboot series. One is Dom, let me say his name right, Domhnall Gleeson. He is the eldest Weasley brother. If you are a fan of the Harry Potter films, he is General Hux from the Star Wars sequel trilogy. And most recently, that I saw, he did a drama show on FX slash Hulu called The Patient, with Steve Carell, which is funny that his last big thing was with Steve Carell, and he might be taking over the Office series. Also, if you watch White Lotus season 2, 3, I don't know. One of the White Lotus seasons, it definitely wasn't the first one. There was a lady who was the primary character in that season of White Lotus. She has also been cast. Her name is Sabrina Impassiatore. I'm probably butchering that. So if you want to look those up, they have cast the first two people in the Office sequel series. So depending on where that goes, how it goes, whatever, we might be getting more Office or something similar. But it is happening. If you are a fan of She-Hulk, which I know plenty of people were not fans of She-Hulk and did not enjoy many of the aspects of the show, I applauded and appreciated the effort. And I like She-Hulk as a character. I love She-Hulk comics. So I had a lot of hope for it. But either way, one of the breakaway fan favorites of the show was Madison with two N's. And she was a She-Hulk original character for the show. And she has officially made her comic book debut in Marvel Comics. Much like Morbius and OB made their comics debut recently. She made her Marvel Comics debut in What If Venom number 3. And this is a comic series that shows what would happen if different superheroes ended up with Venom. They've already done a She-Hulk one, and they recently did one with Doctor Strange. And so if you want to see what would happen if Doctor Strange had Venom, or just what would happen if Madison was in a comic book, What If Venom number 3 is your place to go and check with that. Eminem, Marshall Mathers, has celebrated this past week 16 years of sobriety. And I'm a firm believer in what scripture teaches of rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. And the fact that he has celebrated 16 years sober is a huge thing. Addiction is hard. And the things that drive you to addiction are hard. So the fact that he's celebrating 16 years sober is something I applaud and I am grateful for. So, and he celebrated by posting a picture of his new 16-year coin slash chip on his socials. So I think that's worth some love. And in much less successful news, Red Lobster is looking, they haven't filed yet, but Red Lobster is considering bankruptcy because of their endless shrimp promotion. If you are a fan of the seafood establishment, they recently started an endless shrimp promotion, and it did not go well for them. They lost more money in doing that than they anticipated, and it panned out badly. They had lost over $11 million with their endless shrimp option. And that's a lot of money to lose in shrimp, like a lot. So the endless shrimp thing did not go well for them, and they are considering bankruptcy. So you might want to consider getting your Cheddar Bay biscuits while you can. The Wolverine and Deadpool trailer, or Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, dropped, and everybody lost their collective minds. There was lots of big things in it, like the fact that Cassandra Nova is the villain, ex Charles Xavier's little sister slash big sister, depending on the storyline. That all of the X-Men villains from the Marvel films are appearing to be back. So the fact that they are having a meeting inside the hollowed out body of Ant-Man. Lots going on there in that situation. But one of my favorite parts, and just to tell you something to look forward to, Rob Liefeld, who is one of the creators of Deadpool, is known and has been joked on by many, many people, including the Pull List podcast multiple times, of the fact that he can't draw feet. That in many of his designs for things, he will intentionally leave feet out, cover them with bushes, cut the panel off at the ankles, whatever. He'll do that because he can't draw feet. So there's a scene in the Deadpool Wolverine trailer where you see a store labeled Liefeld's Just Feet. So if you're a comic book fan, they are really pulling all the punches for just making all the little nods with that. But Rob Liefeld has also so watched this movie or seen a screening of it and is very appreciative of the whole thing. So they're giving some good credit and things there with it. If you are a fan of Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, Lord of the Rings, any of those things, you are in for a treat because there is a game coming a little bit later this year called Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game. And it is 100% Animal Crossing in the Shire, where you have a hobbit house and you build a hobbit home and you live in a hobbit community and you establish friendships and you trade and you live in a cozy hobbit village. You're not chasing dragons. You're not having big sword fights. You're not going on adventures. You're not dropping no eaves. You're just living your peaceful hobbit life in your hobbit home, having a ball. So if the idea of a Lord of the Rings Animal Crossing is peaceful to you, then I'd say you're in for a treat. Now, at first glance, this game doesn't look better than Animal Crossing visibly. Now, it doesn't mean it's not going to look better. I'm just saying at first glance. But if the idea of living in a hobbit hole and actually having your own version of the Lord of the Rings is appealing, then you're in luck. So you can absolutely have that option. That is coming from the town you're going to be living in as a hobbit is the town of Bywater. And you're going to have that option to be able to do that. So if you're interested in having your own little hobbit town, that is coming a little bit later this year. As per mentioned, I think the last time we did this, Rhea Ripley injured herself or was injured. We don't know the full honest reason of what the story is, but Rhea Ripley is injured. And with her injury, she was not able to carry on being the Women's World Champion in WWE. So this past week, they had a Battle Royale for a Women's Champion and moderate spoilers if you haven't seen it yet, but you probably already know. Becky Lynch has been crowned slash belted as the new Women's World Champion. So Becky Lynch, who did just battle Rhea Ripley at SummerSlam, not SummerSlam, WrestleMania, and lost, has stepped up to carry the mantle for this for the foreseeable future. In a storytelling mindset, this is probably just a placeholder until, the next big thing, but Becky is definitely capable and strong enough to handle it. So, if you have ever worked in the muggle business world and dealt with things like non-compete clauses, that keeps you from working for competitors and things like that. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has voted to ban the concept of non-compete clauses and basically said, no, you have to compete. You can work for competitors. It's not fair to be able to do that. So the FTC votes to block most employers from enforcing non-compete clauses. So if that's ever been a factor for you, I've never really had that as a problem. Churches can't be pulling non-compete clauses because it's all the same kingdom. Although I'm sure there are some that would try. But if that's a thing, that is coming your way. And in other legal news that probably is going to affect a lot more people, President Biden officially signed the TikTok ban. And what that means just with that is that they are going to give ByteDance slash TikTok, was ByteDance is the company that owns TikTok. They're going to give ByteDance 9 months to sell the company so that it won't be in foreign hands or whatever the actual reasoning is. So it means basically you're sitting on 9 months of TikTok existing as it does. And for some people, that is a negative thing. For some people, that's a positive thing. I know people whose lives have been changed for the better because of TikTok. I know people whose lives have been changed by the worse, but a lot of that is basically because of what we do to ourselves. But if TikTok matters to you and you enjoy the relationships and the platform that is built, know that that's in effect and that the TikTok ban is signed. It is being moving forward. But the it's almost like a bluff that they're trying to get someone else to own it and so that it can keep going. But in a statement just today, ByteDance issued says they will not be selling their company. And so we're at a stalemate for the next 9 months until we figure out what's going on with that. Wednesday, the Netflix series of Wednesday Addams recently added Steve Buscemi to their cast. They also this past week added a new cast member, Thandiwe Newton. I'm probably butchering her name, but if you've ever seen Westworld, she's a big part of Westworld and some other things. But she is coming forward onto the Wednesday cast as well. And Karen Gillan of Doctor Who fame and Guardians of the Galaxy, Jumanji, you know, the one tall ginger lady, Amy Pond, is in the upcoming Mike Flanagan horror film, The Life of Chuck, which is an adaptation of a Stephen King novel. So you've got Mike Flanagan, who makes Haunting of Hill House, Black, not, is it Black Mass? Midnight Mass? I think it's Midnight Mass. You've got Mike Flanagan, who is making some of the best modern horror in terms of television, is adapting another Stephen King novel. He previously did Gerald's Game. But there's a rough cut of The Life of Chuck and Karen Gillan, which we will be seeing soon. Karen Gillan says she cried for days after watching the rough cut of Life of Chuck. So apparently this movie is so moving that it left Karen Gillan in tears for an extended period of time, and look forward to that. I did start out at the beginning of the episode by saying that it is Flash Day was yesterday, the day where the Flash was supposed to be disappearing, and Grant Gustin, being the good sport that he is and all around cool guy, celebrated Flash Day on his socials with minimal effort but great heart by putting on a Flash robe with a mask and just posing and saying, "We made it." So if you want to check that out, you can check out Grant Gustin's socials just for him celebrating Flash Day. And fun fact, flash fact, actually, it is a flash fact. Once upon a time, I was a screenwriter for Clever Movies slash Clever News, Fandom Entertainment, Screen Junkies, all that jazz. And one of the most successful things I've ever written was Seven Things You Don't Know About Grant Gustin. There were seven things I didn't know about Grant Gustin until I had to do research. and actually dig deep for it. But I did a video that was 7 things you don't know about Grant Gustin, and it was sitting somewhere in the 3 to 4 million range on views last time I checked, and that was just one of 130 videos, but I thought it was pretty cool. So Grant Gustin celebrates Flash Day, and Fallout though has had a big week. Fallout premiered April 10th, I believe, and we are, a few weeks into it. But Fallout's killing it in terms of viewership. And they said that, what was it? 1 million players launched into Fallout 76 in a single day after watching the series. So 1 million players started playing Fallout 76, creating characters and everything in a single day. And they've been upwards of Fallout 4 playing is in the up of 5 millions. And they said that the percentage is up 5,000% in a lot of Fallout games because of the response to the TV show. I finished it last night. Walter Goggins does a fantastic job in terms of playing the ghoul. I just don't enjoy the Fallout games. I don't hate them. I just don't enjoy the dystopian Skyrim vibe of it. And I'm just like, it's the same kind of reason I don't enjoy Borderlands, but I appreciate them. I don't enjoy them, but I did enjoy the series. And other signs of fallout and the crash of society. Harvey Weinstein has had his 4-year conviction for SA and other words that I'm going to leave off this live stream so that I don't get kicked off. Harvey Weinstein, who was charged with offensive crimes, SVU level crimes, 4 years ago, has officially had the verdict overturned that there was not enough evidence and the verdict has been overturned. And his conviction was really what kind of kicked off that whole time period of people being held to higher standards and accountability and people being called out for things. And it feels kind of like a gut check for a lot of people that viewed that as a victory. And but either way, it's a surprising turn of events. And recently in Cat Williams' famous January interview with Shannon Sharp, he said some very bold things about Harvey Weinstein. And yeah, it's gonna be interesting to watch play out. And less dramatic and less stressful, sad things, but also still sad. If you know recently, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama, passed away. But before he did that, he had created a new property called Sandland with Bandai and Namco. It's an RPG game that, if I'm not mistaken, launches today. And there's also an anime that goes with it that you can find on Disney Plus. To say all that, if you once you start playing Sandland, there's a message from Akira Toriyama that he recorded slash wrote before he passed away. So if you want a posthumous message from the great Dragon Ball Z creator, you can pick that up by playing Bandai Namco Sandland, which I'm going to be looking into a little bit later. I'm still in Baldur's Gate 3, and it's going to take me 43 years to finish that. Recently, if you aren't aware, Melissa Barrera, who was the star of Scream 5 and 6 and the recent film Abigail, she was let go from her role in Scream because of some political unrest and things that she was sharing in social media, etc. Her movie Abigail, the movie about a vampire ballerina little girl, premiered last week, and her whole Scream co-stars came to support her at the premiere of Abigail. Even though they're not in Scream together anymore, they wanted to stand with her next big film, and showed up to support her. And I think that's kind of cool, just showing up to support your family even when things aren't going smoothly in that capacity. And on the term of family supporting each other in films, the movie Unsung Hero hits theaters this weekend. Unsung Hero is the kind of biopic of the family that brought us Rebecca St. James and King and Country, and the journey of getting them there. This family produced two of the biggest Christian music entities over my whole lifetime. So Rebecca St. James was huge when I was a teenager, and now her little brothers are kicking butt and taking names as King and Country, for King and Country. And they're breaking also, I mean, they've drastically surpassed where Rebecca St. James was. But also, it's just cool that there's a movie about their family and their story coming through. So Unsung Hero, you can check that out in theaters today. And I'm not here to poo-poo on any airline because I don't fly a lot. It's not my jam. I'm a big boy. Fitting in seats with restraints and specific sizes is not something I run to do. But one of the things that you constantly hear in terms of criticism is that Spirit is not your go-to choice when you're flying. You know, I've heard people said that. I've heard people say it's okay. But there are people that are very adamant of that you shouldn't fly with Spirit. I'm not saying that because I've never flown with Spirit and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I will say that this past week there was an event that made me a little bit more hesitant to try. There was a flight from Atlanta to Newark, New Jersey. And as they were in mid-flight, liquid from the bathrooms started pouring out of the bathroom and down the aisles. And it said that people were horrified and getting sick and in tears at the whole experience. And I'm gonna tell you this, I've seen Snakes on a Plane, the movie, and that was a scary concept. The idea of an overflowing bathroom in a crowded room in the sky where there's nowhere to go and you can't get away from the smell or people's reactions, that's scarier to me than Snakes on a Plane. I feel like I could handle that better. But these passengers dealt with this past week, and so lots of backlash, emotional trauma, and things that come with that. But yeah, on a, another sad world news note, a and I'm going to butcher this name, forgive me, a young lady named Huang Li Hong, who is 31, died after she fell into an active volcano. Her and her husband were taking photos and selfies on the edge of the active volcano, and her skirt got caught on a rock, and she slipped and fell in and passed away. And I just gotta say, that's horrible. To literally be taking a selfie, taking a photo, and then the next thing you know, that's happening. Be careful where you go, guys. It's just a, that's a, it's a bad situation. There is a more heroic news story in Minnesota this past week. A man crashed into a telephone pole and was apparently unconscious, and his car was catching fire. And there is video footage of five to six people fighting against a flaming vehicle to get this man out. I'm talking, these dudes are literally trying to rip doors off, break windows, do everything they can. And this is one of those situations where if it was an action movie, you like get too close and it explodes, or you get away at the last second. These guys were literally, if you want to find the footage, you can check out Daily Mail on TikTok or YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. But they've got the footage, and I'm sure most other major news organizations have it too. But these guys spent way too long getting this guy out of the car. Now, if I was the guy, I would be super grateful. But this is one of those things that I'm watching, and he's like, you got to go. You got to go. You've been here too long. You need to go. You're going to blow up. And they took the time to rescue this man in Minnesota. And to my understanding, nobody was seriously hurt. And that's a huge praise and a big win. On a note of someone who did not have the same outcome, if you are aware, and I'm a not camp on this because I know how the political and season and world we're in and how people respond to things, and you can't really have civil conversations in a lot of ways. But former President Donald Trump was on trial this week and was presenting a plea for immunity. And there's a lot going on with that, but a gentleman who was giving out pamphlets and holding up signs outside of the trial, Max Azzarello was his name, was holding up a sign the day before, and then while the trial was going on, he set himself on fire in protest of what was going on. And you know, hate that our world is in a place where people feel like they'd have to do things like this to be heard or to share their voice. As misguided as it may be, I just hate that's where our world is. I get it. Our world's always kind of been there. But man, it just feels like a tragedy for that. And I know he's not the first person and won't be the last to do something like that. But I hate that that's where we are as a society. And another weirder, but also horrible, note. It's so bananas. A young woman named Erica D'Souza tried to pull a Weekend at Bernie's at a bank. Say it one more time. A young lady tried to pull a full-blown Weekend at Bernie's scenario at a bank to cash a check. There's bank video showing this. Erica D'Souza, wheelchaired in her 68-year-old uncle who had passed away. And like held his hand and tried to sign a check to be cashed. It didn't go well. But I'm like, this lady literally tried to Weekend at Bernie's her way into some money by bringing her own deceased family member into a bank. Y'all, this world is bonkers. And it's just a lot. If you there's an episode of Bluey that premiered, it was the finale of the season, and they were telling stories about Inyo, and they said, and they lived happily ever after. And one of the kids says, "Why do all the stories in happily ever after?" And the teacher said, "Because life rarely gives us happy endings." And I'm telling you, when I read stories like this, I'm like, y'all, what are we doing? Like, legitimately, what are we as human beings doing? I know that we live in a fallen world. I know that sin is real. I know that we have depravity. I know that, you know, as John 15 and so many other things tell us, that there's wickedness in us. And I was like, man, y'all, this lady tried to Weekend Bernie's some money. Bananas. It was a big week for Taylor Swift. As she dropped her double release and all the responses, and she set records with streams, she set records with sales, and all these other things. What I'm gonna say is that the one thing that I thought was nifty, was that her video premiere for Fortnite, which featured her and Post Malone, which is its own thing, you know, Post Malone fans and everything. I just thought it was cool because the album title is Tortured Poets Department, and she actually featured two of the original Dead Poets Society cast members with sh like lab coats that actually had their cast member names on it, like Dr. Overstreet, like Knox Overstreet. I'm a big fan of Dead Poets Society. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I had a Christian version of the Dead Poets Society called the Dead Psalmist Society. That's a real thing. Instead of sneaking out to read poetry, we got to read scriptures and have communion and do nerdy Jesus stuff. because that's how I roll. It was just really cool to see the Dead Poets Society having some fresh breath and fresh life. And the Dead Poets Society streaming and purchasing of the film has gone up dramatically since the release of the Tortured Poets Department. So there you go. That's a win just for the Tortured Poets Department. And in other interesting music video news, 21 Pilots dropped their third music video for their new album, Clancy. It is a song called Backslide. And I'm gonna be super real with you. If you are a fan of 21 Pilots, they have had their own journey dealing with faith. And at Trench, Tyler was at a point of doubt. And the earlier albums had a lot more faith based stuff to it. And so when I saw a track called Backslide, I was like, oh no. I hope this isn't spiritually discouraging because I really want to enjoy this concert in September. It was a song called Backslide. It was actually very encouraging. It was good. But it was also Josh Dunn's directorial debut, where he directed the video and made a fun video with Tyler and some weather and a bike. So if you're a fan of 21 Pilots, you got a new video to watch. They have been announcing that they are making a music video for every single song on the album, which comes with a caveat of negative news, is that Tyler, the lead singer, got on all the socials this week and said that because they want a music video for every song before the album drops, that they're going to push the album back a week. That their album, it will not drop on May 17th. It will drop on May 24th. So they have enough time to film a music video for all the songs on the album. I don't know that I need a song for every a video for every song on the album before the thingy, but you know what? It's their rodeo. They can do it. It's fine. It also puts them in a better place, release wise, because May 17th was also the release of Billie Eilish's new album, which would have potentially hurt their initial sales and stuff on that capacity. So yeah, that's a thing. I mentioned Fallout earlier, also just a fun Easter egg and nod. In Fallout, there is a TV screen where Walter Goggins' character has a phone number, which is a 213 25 Vault. I believe 213-25 Vault. If you call that, it has a scary Easter egg. It's a real number and just has the sound of apocalyptic people screaming. Razzle dazzle. So if you're into that, that is a real thing. In a much, much less scary scenario, this week, Roman Reigns, the tribal chief of the WWE, went to Disneyland. That's just it. That's all. Nothing special. He took his whole family and they had a private VIP thing. They still walked around with everybody else, but you know, they got some special treatment. But Roman took some time off to just go enjoy Disneyland with his family. And for those of you who are aware, Roman Reigns has battled leukemia and cancer for a hot minute. He still takes daily chemo pills and things like that. And I'm just happy to see a man get out and go to Disney with his family. Good for him. I am excited for that. If in Nigeria, there are 108 inmates on the run and on the loose in Nigeria. There was a heavy rain that came and weakened the facility of their prison, and 108 inmates were able to literally escape and run from the prison because of heavy rain. So that's a whole situation. That's some Batman level Arkham Asylum stuff, but it's real. And in other world news of aesthetics and damage, the famous Moulin Rouge, the real Moulin Rouge, not, you know, just Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman, the thing it's based on, the world famous cabaret, which is a real place if you didn't know that. It's a real place in Paris. The Moulin Rouge's famous windmill fell off and the blades crashed into a Paris street. Hey Todd, thanks man. I hope you're having a great day too. I started out late today because I have the day off because I worked too much last week. But yeah, the famous windmill blades of the Moulin Rouge fell off and crashed into the ground, and it's a whole weird scenario. So yeah, that's it. That's my news. That's what I'm aware of. And remember, you can always tell me if you've got news that I'm missing, or if you've got things during the week you said, hey, you should talk about this. I will do my best to do that and to talk about such things. Verse that kind of marinating on this past week, was doing some Bible study with some friends is in Matthew 18. Let me pull this up real quick. Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. It's the after the parable of the man having his debts forgiven, and where Jesus says, shouldn't you have shown your fellows, shouldn't you have shown mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you? And just a solid reminder to me that we should be a little easy on how quick we are to condemn, because we've had more mercy shown to us than we probably even want to acknowledge. So take some time and realize how much grace you've been given and try and apply that to other people. I think we'll all be in a better place because of it. Want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters for all of your support and your love. You make everything we do possible. Coming up, have our first, I'm going to visit a con this weekend, but I'm not set up. I think my first show is going to be on May 18th, so less than a month away. May 18th in Asheboro, North Carolina, which will kind of kick off my con season, unless I end up doing something sooner, which could happen. But I've got a lot of weddings between now and then, and it's kind of prevented that from happening. Just want to say thank you to David Brooks, Jeff Wilmer, or Wilmer, if I said that wrong. Sorry. That's Weimer. Wimmer? Weimer? Jeff, you can let me know. I'm sorry for butchering names. Jeff Weimer, JB, Colin Sproles, Jamie Montgomery, the Coleman family, Jonathan Herman, Ron Petit, Gear Saber Cosplay, Scott Ward, Alicia Glenn, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you for taking the time to support and encourage with Faith and Fandom and help make all what we do possible. We've got some exciting podcasty stuff coming up. I am working on, I'm not currently working on a Faith and Fandom book, but we do have a children's book that is written. Your wife just got back from being an extra on the cast of The Chosen. That's awesome. Was she filming season five, Todd? Todd Turner's wife, Miss Kathy, just went to go be on The Chosen. That's bananas. That's so cool. I saw some other people doing that, so that's neat. Yeah, the I just lost my train of thought with that. Thank you for helping make all that we're doing possible. It's the Holy Week, the turning of tables. That's probably season five. If the she just filmed it. But I want to say thank you for all doing this. We have a children's book that is written, that is being illustrated. And I'm not putting a lot of pressure on the artist illustrating it, but it's coming along and it will be cool. I am working on a book of poetry. Just because I write poetry every now and again, I guess I'm going to start putting it all together. And I'm working on my first legit fictional book of short stories. Not like actively working on it because I barely have any mental bandwidth, but those are some projects in the work. But more Faith and Fandom is coming, and I'm grateful for it. But we will be at Randolph County Public Library Mini Con on May 18th. Heroes Con on Father's Day weekend, Galaxy Con, Raleigh. There's going to be a lot of other shows in between then. I got to actually put one of those little graphics together, and see where that's going. But I just want to say thank you for helping make everything possible, from podcasts to memes, stickers, everything else. There is a Todd, you might like this. It gives me Bob Goff vibes, but I was having a conversation with somebody recording something. I was doing a podcast with Nathan Webb from Checkpoint Church, and I just had the idea, based on the vibe and everything we were talking, of just having a sticker slash shirt that looks something to the effects of a painting and just says, God is a fan of you. And then let that to be the big text of the shirt and sticker, and then just have the verse reference of that you created me and my MS being your works are wonderful. I know that well. I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well, to have that reference down at the bottom. But I think that would just be a good, impactful shirt to have at cons and say, just as God is a fan of you, and it'll be a good conversation starter. So that's coming. That shirt and sticker and some other stuff coming up for it. But I just want to say thanks for all that you do to support and to help make everything possible. And I am gonna bounce and go do some adulty stuff. But thank you for taking time to listen. I hope this week is filled with good news for you, and that you are able to find some encouragement and to be an encouragement to others. Y'all have a great day.